Jean Manford, who founded a national movement aimed at helping families accept and support their gay children, died yesterday. She was 92. Manford was a Queens school teacher when she began her activism back in 1972 after her gay son was beaten during a demonstration in New York City. She wrote a letter to the New York Post saying, quote, "I have a homosexual son and I love him." The enormous response she received from other family and friends of gay men and lesbians led her to create a group she called Parents of Gays, later known as PFLAG, or Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Here to talk with us about Jean Manford's legacy is PFLAG Executive Director Jody Huckabee. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, I understand the events that led up to the creation of PFLAG took place in Manhattan. Tell us a little bit about how the group got started.
Sure. Well, as you said in your introduction, it was Jean and her husband, Jules, had back in the late 1960s when Morty came out to them as gay, had really not talked about it outside of the house. And it wasn't until Morty was attacked at a rally that was focused on the problems with the police department at the time, who were harassing LGBT people in bars and clubs. It wasn't until he was attacked and the police stood by and did nothing that Jean realized it was time to actually do something. And so she tried to get the attention of the press. And as you said, she finally wrote a letter to the New York Post and was successful in getting at least her letter published, but no one really wanted to cover the story. And it was Morty was so impressed that he asked her to join him in the village in the Christopher Street Liberation Day parade. And it was radical that she said, you know, I remember her telling me, she said, you know, I told Morty I would march with him, but I had, as being a school teacher, would have to make my own sign. Hmm. And so she carried a sign and it said, "Parents of gays, unite in support of our children." That was a radical concept that a straight woman, a mother, would publicly walk arm in arm with her gay son through this little gay pride parade. And the response from the people along the parade route was just overwhelming. And they were emotional, tears, shock, disbelief, pleading with Jean to talk with their parents and pleading with her to help them talk with their parents.
And this was all, you know, pre-internet, of course. So how was she able to organize, you know, such a large and lasting movement?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In one of my last visits with her a couple of years ago, it was probably my second or third visit, we were talking about that day and what it was like when she and her husband decided to have that first gathering a year later of parents, of family members, and of LGBT people together. And she said, you know, it was word of mouth. She said the whole notion of being out was still, even in Manhattan, so underground that, you know, Morty, through his friends, talked to their friends and their parents, and word began to spread. And it was really word of mouth. People really weren't talking about it. And she tells me, she was telling me that it was, for most of them, it was the first time that they actually said the word gay out loud, even inside their homes, let alone outside their homes. So it was truly remarkable. And then again, word started to spread. And people, parents, were asking Jean to come to other cities like Chicago and Dallas and Los Angeles and Seattle and Denver to help them do what she had been successful at doing, was organizing people to start talking about these issues in a supportive way, but also to do some education and then to really do some advocacy.
And what would you say is, you know, her legacy today?
Gosh, you know, I would say that Jean's legacy as really the founder of the straight ally movement advocating for LGBT equality is she created the place and the space and the invitation for straight people to become engaged, to become involved. And I think the legacy that she has left for all of us, whether we identify as straight or lesbian, gay, bi, or trans, is that everyone has an opportunity and actually should take up the cause to stand up for their friends, for their loved ones who are not treated the same way in this country. And that message has spread across the globe. There are PFLAG organizations and PFLAG-like organizations across the globe.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Jody Huckabee is Executive Director of PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. The group's founder, Jean Manford, passed away yesterday at the age of 92.